Hello, I'm Gavin Dahl, and welcome to the Prairie Point Podcast. I'm joined by
Susan Myers.
And today, we're going to ask her some questions. Let's do this. So, Ms. Myers, how long have you been working at Prairie Point?
I have been working at Prairie Point since the building opened. I've been in the district quite a while, but Prairie Point opened in 2009, and I was here to bring my stuff over on the buses from the old middle school over to the new building. And we did that the last day of school. All of the kids helped move.
Wow, that's cool. I have not been at this school for very long. I'll say when the school opened, I probably wasn't even alive yet, so that's a drastic difference here. All right, now let's get another one in. How was school first like when you came here? What's changed? What was it like?
Well, we've gotten bigger. The student enrollment is increasing. And so we now have four teams. When we always had three teams at Point, but even before that, we used to have two teams. So I think that's a challenge when we keep getting bigger and bigger. So I don't know as many of the students as I used to know, where you maybe used to recognize everybody or know everybody's name. I think we have a lot more teachers. We've added a lot of exploratory classes that weren't there before. And so there's some new things there. The state has added in, like, financial lit. That was never something, which is kind of a cool idea that you guys get to understand a little bit more about finances. So there's some new things.
That's really cool. Did you teach any other classes besides language arts?
I've always taught language arts. And then I sometimes teach, an instructional strategies, like for reading. Oh, so it's cool. Always in the reading and the language arts area.
That's really cool. Lucky ducky. All right. What was your first class like at Prairie Point?
Very similar. It was a seventh grade class. And so I think there was a difference coming in when you become the youngest in the building. Things are a little bit different. And I didn't realize that. In the old building, I was in the middle. And so I never once talked about how you do lunch. I just, by the time the kids came to me in our old building that was 6, 7, 8, they knew how to move in the building. They knew how to go to lunch. And so that was a rude awakening. I didn't realize I'd have to explain that or explain the bathroom, like go during passing time. Those were new things for me.
That's really cool. So I remember last year you were telling me that you were on like a coach or supervisor. Now do you tell people how to do that? Because you were first learning it. How do you tell people?
I was a team, well, I've been a team, the team leader for 20-some years, and I gave that up. So now it's some other people I was helping kind of pass the baton on that. I've been on our school leadership committees before, so there are times where maybe you do some coaching, and then you also have, I've had a lot of student teachers over the years that also brings that in, or the practicum students that come in.
That's nice. All right, next one. What was the biggest change you've seen that you've liked?
The biggest change that I've liked as far as at Prairie Point?
Yes.
I think that I've always liked the team structure. You know, when you have a consistent group of kids and a consistent group of people you work with, I really have always appreciated that. I think there's always been some things that change. I think one of the biggest things that's changed is the activities kids now have opportunities for. We didn't have didn't have the volume of clubs or sports even. There were a lot of sports that weren't available when we first opened. There's a lot of clubs that weren't there. There's things like in the music where drama or plays. I just think kids have a lot more opportunities now than they did before. And I think that's cool. I think that's a good idea, and I think it's a way for kids to branch out.
Yeah, I think that's also really cool, and kids can start their own clubs now.
Apparently.
Yes. All right, and the last question, a little fun question. What was your funniest class moment at Prairie Point?
You laugh every day, but I will say I think I spent my lunch and a class period rubbing peanut butter in somebody's hair to get a wad of gum out of their hair because they were getting ready to cut a huge chunk of their hair out, and I caught them right in time before they chopped. So that was it's funny now. It wasn't funny at the moment, but it was funny then, I guess. Or now it's funny. It wasn't that funny when I was rubbing peanut butter in somebody's hair, but it's funny now. So that might work.
Use peanut butter for gum?
It works. It takes away the sticky gum.
Like the oil in it or whatever?
I don't know. It takes away the sticky factor. So it's like, yeah, it's gross and you stink like peanut butter, but it works.
But that was an interesting moment.
It was interesting. But kids still did the class. I just sat at the back of the room. So.
Gotta laugh at that. Okay. Well, we have all the questions done. Thank you super much for coming. I'm Gavin Dahl, and that's
Susan Myers.
And this was the Prairie Point Podcast Club.